Hey, welcome to Not Just Another Fitness Podcast for Fitness Geeks Only. Dr. Mike D. Nelson here. Today we are talking about the concept of macronutrient matching or macro matching. So this is a concept that I don't really see that many people talk about, and I don't really know why, because maybe it's to my brain, which has been saturated with too much coffee and reading research too much. It appears to almost make too much sense. Maybe that's why it's not as talked about. So the concept is, when we were referring to the framework of metabolic flexibility last time, in case you need the background, concept is that we are going to match the macronutrient to the work that is going to be performed. I'll give you some examples because I know it sounds like way too simplistic. Remember when we said when you're doing higher intensity exercise work, you want the ability to use carbohydrates. That is going to fuel the highest level of exercise performance. Again, even if your main goal is body composition, trying to gain muscle, trying to gain strength, the gain of muscle and strength is primarily driven through performance, right? Hypertrophy, we know that volume is a very big factor there. Strength, obviously, can you lift something heavier, right? To me, those are still subsets of performance, right? Performance is a thing you can measure in the gym day in and day out. Did I do a little bit more volume? Did I lift a little bit heavier load? Did I take this same load and do more reps with it, right? A higher quality of volume. Performance is a metric that is driving those. So being able to use carbohydrates to the highest degree is going to help that high intensity performance. This falls into the category of most weightlifting and some interval training that you would do. On the other end of the spectrum, we have lower level intensity work, such as old school aerobic training, right? Trying to get those nice aerobic adaptations using oxygen via primarily fueled by fat. Yes, you can use carbohydrates aerobically, but primarily using fat as the fuel there, increasing mitochondria, both number and quality, right? So mitochondria are the little powerhouse furnaces of the cell. Granted, they do way more than that. That concept is a little bit outdated, but they are providing energy for all of your cells. And if we were to slap one label on those little guys, we would put on them aerobic metabolism. And again, I'm kind of purposely riding the thin line of simplifying concepts and hopefully not oversimplifying them so much that they are incorrect. So we want to fuel high intensity exercise with carbohydrate. The concept of macro matching is simply maybe we should have enough carbohydrates on board to match that amount of work that is being done. Now, you don't need to break out your abacus or your calculator and try to figure out exactly how much glucose is going to be burned during a heavy weight training session. The concept is to make sure that you have enough glucose around to fuel that exercise. And the main thing that is fueling that is via stored glycogen. So glycogen is carbohydrates combined with water, and they are primarily stored in the muscle and also in your liver. Your body has more glycogen stored in muscle than liver, but it has them stored in both locations. And when you exercise, you break down this stored form of glycogen, right? The stored form of glucose, and you're able to use that to fuel exercise. On the other end of the spectrum, low intensity work, primarily we want to use fat for that, right? As you know, your body has many different places it can store fat. You primarily think of visceral fat kind of around the organs. We have subcutaneous fat underneath the skin. We also have things such as intramuscular triglycerides. These are little tiny droplets of fat that is stored in the muscle. So if you've ever had a highly marbled steak, What you're looking at there is probably a diabetic cow who has huge amounts of intramuscular triglycerides between the muscle, which, by the way, is actually very tasty. So those are our two ends of the spectrum. The concept of macro matching is to make sure on the days that we are doing our higher intensity work, our intervals, or our weight training, we want to have enough carbohydrates around primarily as stored muscle glycogen to fuel that exercise. On the other end of the spectrum, we usually don't have to worry about having enough fat around. Even very lean athletes have adequate fat stores. The catch with trying to use and access more fat is keeping the exercise intensity a little low to moderate, in my opinion, and also doing that in a fasted or semi-fasted state. When we look at insulin, you can think of insulin as a fuel selector switch, which again, I stole that from Dr. Jeff Volek. Insulin is higher, pushes the body to primarily use carbohydrates as fuel. This could be after a meal or different things that are increasing carbohydrate use. When insulin is lower, then we are pushing the body to use more fat as a fuel source then. So I like to do lower to moderate intensity interval work first thing in the morning. Insulin is going to be lower because you've been asleep and hopefully not taking too much Ambien and raiding your fridge at 3 a.m. So insulin levels are going to be a little bit lower because you're in a fasted condition. And that lower level of insulin is going to allow your body to access a little bit more fat to use as fuel for that particular exercise. Now, again, that gets into the whole concept of, is fasted cardio far superior for body composition changes over a chronic time scale? I would say the data on that is pretty split. I know a lot of people would say that it doesn't matter. I would tend to agree that it's probably splitting hairs for the most part. However, we don't have any data to show that it's definitely a negative either. So my bias is I'm going to hedge my bets a little bit towards fasted old school cardio because I want to upregulate that left hand spectrum on the end of metabolic flexibility, teach the body how to break down more fat, how to increase the use of fat, increasing mitochondrial adaptations. This is also very good for health and simply aerobic base. And we don't necessarily need to run carbohydrates to do that because our intensity is going to be lower to moderate. And then on the higher end of the spectrum, again, like I mentioned, using glycogen to fuel that. So what this looks like in terms of a breakdown, I like using a template of like Monday, Wednesday, Friday for weight training and higher intensity interval work from a bioenergetic standpoint and even just muscle signaling. High intensity interval work is relatively similar to weight training. So I will put those on those dates. Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, I do kind of the old school classic cardio. And no, that does not mean lift weights faster. This means do some type of cardiovascular training. Your options for that are going to be a rower, which is my preference. Shout out to Concept 2. Don't have anything to disclose with them. You could do some type of bike, right? Whether there's all sorts of different systems now. You could actually go take an old school bike and go for a ride too, or an Airdyne or whatever you want. You could do the cross-country skiing, which again has some skill and does not work in a lot of environments. Running obviously works, and VersaClimber. So those would be kind of your options for old school cardio. If you want to get fancy, maybe some of the other Concept 2 implements you could throw in there, such as a ski erg, but that's kind of more like cross-country skiing. Swimming, I find, if you're an elite level swimmer, maybe, but most people are just not efficient enough to get enough work done, and resistance to the water is pretty high. So classic old school cardio for there. The goal is to use more fat, get some aerobic conditioning, bump up those mitochondria, I like doing that primarily in a fasted state because you want to push the use of more fat. So those would be your Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. I like those to be done in the morning if at all possible. But if that does not fit with your schedule, by all means, just get the work done when you can. Getting the work in is going to be far more important than the state. But if you can do both, even better. And then Monday, Wednesday, Friday, that's going to be your strength training. And I like to use the concept of macro matching. So an advanced concept is carbohydrates will be a little bit higher on those Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And then carbohydrates will be a little bit lower on the Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. What this also does is I tend to leave protein and fats relatively fixed. So you will see that your caloric amount will then also oscillate. Monday, Wednesday, Friday will tend to be higher. Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday will tend to be lower. I don't usually switch to higher amounts of fat to equate calories across that. Again, depends on the athlete, depends on their goals, depends on what they're trying to do. This is just a general rough starting point for someone who wants to see an increase in aerobic capacity, who wants to see an increase in strength and hypertrophy, and who is also concerned about body composition at the same time, right? And that's can be a fair amount of athletes, and usually that's a lot of just general population clients, right? They want to feel better, they want to get a little bit stronger, and most of them want to improve their body comp already. Most of them are not extremely high level trained, so you don't need to get like really crazy with anything in particular. So what I find for those level of athletes is that split tends to work really well. If you want more information about this concept and a bunch of other stuff, you can check out my main site, which is www.miketnelson.com. It'll be a way to hop onto the newsletter at the top. That's where most of the content goes out. If you're interested in the Flex Diet certification, where we take a very deep dive into this concept plus a lot more and give you very specific action items and how to do it, go to www.flexdiet.com, FlexDiet.com. Thank you very much.